Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, and welcome to the show that is founded on Kingdom Principles, a show that will help you get to where you, from where you are to where you want to be. A show that's packed, filled with questions and answers, and a show that highlights people that are doing things in the industry. So take notes, get ready, because it's going to be a fun field show. And of course, I've got my girl, Jeannie Jones, King
meow.
Of the city.
What's going on, Dr. Tanji?
Oh,
I took your advice too, and I'm having a great week. That intro does not lie on Talk to Tanji, because it's like in motion now. We waited so long, a third week, and this Monday, oh, the audience is really responding, and you're growing and growing. I can't wait, because you know, when the merch and the tours happen, I mean, everybody will be ready.
Yeah. How about that? How about that?
So every Monday, Talk to Tanji, Facebook Live.
Absolutely. Before we get our show started, right? I've got to take the opportunity to thank the sponsor of today's show. He doesn't know I'm about to do it, but I'm going to do it anyway. None other than our wonderful newly minted assistant, KJ Powell. So now we're ready, right? You know, today's principle is just really short and to the point. It's about your purpose. I asked that question the other day. Do you know what your purpose is? And if you do, that's absolutely wonderful. Welcome. And if you don't, that's okay too, because this is what the show is about. It's not about shaming you or making you feel bad because you're kind of scratching your head saying, oh my God, what was I born to do? That's why we're taking this journey together, and we're being transparent, and we're wise enough to say, you know what? I don't know. And that's okay. So the three P's for today's principled show is plan, prepare, and presentation. But you can't plan what you don't know. And that not knowing is your purpose. Once you have gotten impregnated, and I call it impregnation, the planning stage is where you begin to write, you begin to research, you begin to study. Either you're studying trends, you're studying yourself. What makes me get up every morning and say, okay, I'm ready for the day? And when you can say that honestly, openly and sincerely, then you're ready to go off into what will definitely be one of the best lives that you can live, because you're living it in purpose. So don't forget, you have to plan. And once you do your planning, now you got to prepare. And that preparation, it's the time where you kind of block out the noise and you block out the naysayers, and you stop telling people what you're about to do, and you put that work as you're becoming who you were created to be. That's your work. And if you happen to be in a job, not a problem, because what you don't want to do is find yourself putting your cart before your horse. You know that you were birthed with purpose. You know you've got gifts and talents and skill sets that you want to bring to market. However, if that job is a 9-to-5 and it's paying your bills and it's helping you to sustain, then you keep it. And when it's time for you to do the presentation, then you know what? It'll be right on point. You don't want to quit your job and get off into this. I did it, and I caused a lot of heartache to myself and to my family. And for that, I've got to do better. So for all intents and purposes, do not quit your job until it is time for you to do your presentation. And with the presentation, now you're ready. That presentation is going to be so flawless, not perfected, not without, you know, without you having a couple of bumps, but the presentation is beautiful because it's bringing it to market, your purpose.
Well, I'm glad you brought that purpose up and not quitting the job until you know. But we have somebody from the Dr. Tanji Lounge who knows when that when is. And it's going to be amazing to see how she decided when was. She is a media maven, a style and cultural influencer, brand builder, editor-in-chief of Style and Society magazine, just all around boss bae. Yeah. Give it up for Kia Claiborne.
You know, it is. I'm like a little kid right here. I'm not kidding you, because when I saw you and I'm looking at you and I'm thinking, wow, look at this woman who just, you command the room. You kind of set the tone and the atmosphere. And I appreciate you for being your authentic self and living your best life. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. So I need to ask you this question, okay? In the planning stages, right? You're sitting there, you're kind of, you know, going over what it is that you want to do for the rest of your life or part of your life. When did you know that, okay, it's ready, it's time for me to launch or to the next stage in that planning?
Well, to be honest with you, I never wanted to be an entrepreneur. That was never in my path or my plan. I never had a desire to ever do that. I've always been, just really content and just love working for, corporations.
Right.
And I actually started out my career working actually in media. So on the media side, I worked in like TV news. I worked in radio. I also worked in, print, within journalism, and then kind of transitioned from the media side into more corporate communications, public relations. Mm-hmm. And I did that for many, many years. And, I just, had an idea to create something that didn't really exist. And that's really how Balanced Society, was really born. It was just really, it started out as a creative passion and just kind of snowballed from there.
Okay. When you have this idea that you want to bring to market and you just kind of really don't know, really where to start or when, how to even do this, how is it necessary to, I guess, pay for consultations with people who are doing it in the marketplace?
Well, it's interesting. So when I started Silent Society magazine, it was about 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. And, I never actually had like a mentor or, there wasn't a guidebook of, that I read of how to start a business or, how to start a magazine. So I really just learned as I went. But I think now there's so many tools available online, so many resources and things that are affordable to really get you started. I just went online and kind of went by my hand. For me, to be honest with you, is my name. Like finding my name, right? Okay. It took me almost a year to find, the name that I loved, which is Salon Society. Mm-hmm. And then, buying the domain and getting your business, getting your DBE and all your certifications and your logo and your branding, your website, it was just kind of like, I just really learned as I went. So I didn't have a consultant, and I don't know if you necessarily need a consultant to get started. I think the hardest part about starting a business is actually taking the first step to actually starting it. There's a lot of people with passion and they talk about what they want to do, but to actually make that first move to put it into action, really takes a lot. And I think once you take that first step, everything from there, if you have the drive and the vision, really just falls into place.
Absolutely.
And then Kenya brought up key points. I mean, you know, finding your way. But I'm sure so much of your background attributed to the development of where you are. You were in corporate and media where, you know, you're able to see something from a concept, from promotions to sales to on-air delivery. So that background served as really your consultation. You were actually doing it. So it's interesting. That was a great question, Dr. Tanji, because a lot of people don't have that background.
Right.
So if you don't have that, a lot of times you do need to go to somebody so you're not wasting money. A lot of people waste money on things that they may not need, or, you know, if they're thinking about fashion, but they're thinking doing something else that may not necessarily help them propel in such a competitive platform. So my next question for Kenya is, like you said, when you're carving out your space for style and society with, you know, fashion and influence and travel with so many images and businesses, and now that we, you know, have social media bombarding for competing for people's eyeballs and dollars, how do you go about executing what you place in front and for your brand to, you know, stay on top of the game?
Well, I always tell, you know, I always tell people, you know, to really develop a sustainable business, like, you should have your own website, you know, own your own content and utilize social media as a marketing tool, right? So, like, don't just put, you know, all of your content and your whole business model on Instagram, because if you do that, what happens if your Instagram gets hacked? Then you don't have a business anymore. Or what happens when, you know, Instagram is no longer cool and there's like a new social platform?
Right.
You know, everything that you've put on Instagram is gone. And so, you know, have all of your content, own all of your content on your own platform, and utilize social media tools just really as a marketing tool. I think Instagram has definitely given a platform to a lot of entrepreneurs to really pursue, you know, what it is that they want to do. And it's an opportunity to expose your brand to a lot of eyeballs. And yes, it is a very cluttered space. Mm-hmm. But I think if you utilize Instagram and utilize all of the tools that are available. So, for instance, you know, utilize, you know, IGTV, you know, Instagram is now really pushing towards like video content, because now they're really trying to compete with YouTube and the YouTube consumers. And so, you know, they're placing a lot of weight on video. So if you're a business, if you can, you know, start doing videos on Instagram, utilizing IGTV, utilize Instagram stories, utilize videos on your feed, utilize Instagram Live, you know, also utilize Twitter and Facebook and all the other social media platforms that exist. I think that's how you could break through the clutter.
I see. With, and I'm glad you mentioned that particular space. How do you separate your professional person from your personal person and still want to be kind of, I guess, painting the story that, hey, we really are going to, you know, launch this together or do this business together? Is there a separation, or do you just kind of put it all together and say, okay, hopefully they won't think bad of me because I placed this, you know, personal thing on my business page or what have you?
So I actually have I have Style and Society Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
It's its own website. It's an online publication, covers entertainment, fashion, lifestyle, travel, food, events. You know, all of those different verticals. In addition to that, I also have KenyaClaiborne.com, which is like my personal website. So it's for all of my style influencing stuff, my TV hosting stuff, you know, basically me as a personality. And then I also recently launched a full service consulting agency called Style and Society Group, where I work with a lot of brands across all of those different platforms that I just mentioned, but I work with them on like events, communications, you know, developing like creative content, you know, really providing the tools to help businesses succeed. And so, you know, all of those different platforms are on its own platform. And then on Instagram, for instance, I have my personal Instagram, which is mostly filled with a lot of just my own content and a lot of the influencer, you know, programs that I work with. And then I have a separate Instagram for Style and Society. Now, when I first started Style and Society, you know, the content was it's never been a blog, right? So mm-hmm. blogs are a little bit more like quirky. It's a little bit more, it's more, I guess, opinionated. You know, Style and Society, it was always a news-driven, you know, publication, right? Mm-hmm. With, you know, editorial content. But as, you know, after the first, you know, year, I started hearing feedback from the readership that they really were interested in also seeing me and seeing what I was doing and how I integrated into the stories that I was talking about. Mm-hmm. And so from the input that I got from the readership, I started incorporating myself a little bit more like into the content. So when you go on Style and Society magazine, you see a little bit of a balance. And you see me maybe on the red carpet or me like hosting an event or, you know what I mean? So you see a little bit of that, but all really, input. I'm there's a thread through everything that I do, gotcha. With kind of blending the business and the personal.
Okay. And that makes sense. It really does. I, with layers, with business, oftentimes you know, you've got a media thing going, right? You could actually have your own entertainment company, right? And if you don't already, mm-hmm. but how many layers do you have? All right. So here's my question. You start your business and you're an LLC. Okay. And then, but you're doing fashion and you're just say photography or what have you, but you want to hold that maybe with your holding company. Is it convoluted to have all of these different layers on you so that I guess you're protected legally and professionally and of course personally?
Right. So for me, you know, Style and Society is just under one brand. So Style and Society is an umbrella brand. Okay. So everything is just under that one, you know, brand. Mm-hmm. And it's, my company is under like a sole, right?
Okay.
So it's not like an LLC or anything. I mean, one day it could possibly grow to that, mm-hmm. but for right now and the work that I'm doing, you know, it's there and for me, it's fine. But, you know, I do think, you know, as your business grows, mm-hmm. You know, you definitely need to, you know, probably consult like, you know, legal advisor, you know, have a lawyer, you know, there's all kinds of, you know, things that you have to think about and consider, you know, as your business grows. And so, I think it depends on like the nature of your business and what category it would be under.
Okay. That makes sense.
And then Kenya, Dr. Tanji has been talking about 3 P's in terms of executing a brand or a movement, planning, preparing, and presentation. Let me ask you, how do you assess when a brand is for you? Is there a process where you say, even though they want to pay for your services, pay to have you endorse it, that you say, this is not for me, for my brand? Or how do you go about deciding which brands, with, again, so many upstarts and power brands all over the place, do you decide what works for Style and Society or for a Kenya Claiborne endorsement?
Yeah, well, you know, the great thing, so my, as you just heard, my background is very robust and diverse, right? So I've worked in media, and then on the PR and communication side, I've worked in-house for, you know, Fortune 50 companies. I've also worked for PR agencies, right? And so the thing about getting like a teenager or PR firm and a client, or you have to work with a particular client that you may not necessarily be passionate about, or you may not necessarily believe in, or you may not necessarily be interested. But, you know, if you work in an agency, you're working with a multitude of clients, right? And I think it's a great training ground because it gives you exposure to work with a lot of different clients and a lot of different categories, a lot of personalities, right? So it's a great training ground in order to do so. You know, now that I own my own business, I could be more selective on, you know, what brands I work with, right? So any brand that I work with is definitely going to be something that, you know, I believe in, I'm passionate about, something that I stand behind, you know, a project that, you know, I'm going to enjoy doing, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's the great thing about owning your own business, because, you know, you control how much or how little, you know, you can take on in terms of the project.
Absolutely.
And that part I love.
Absolutely. That freedom that you have, that expression. What happens, Kenya, when you hit that proverbial brick wall and you've done everything that you were supposed to do? You followed the three P's, you're following Kenya, and you know, she's giving you this wonderful motivation and showing you, you know, step by step, but you're not seeing the numbers, you're not seeing the movement that you want to see, and you feel like giving up. What do you do? What do you do to get past that brick wall?
So I think it depends on your particular goals, right? I mean, for me, like starting Style and Society, when I initially started it, I really started it because, you know, I was working, you know, for a company and that I was at for, you know, 10 years. And after the first couple of years, you know, because my job didn't fulfill, you know, some of the things I was passionate about, like, you know, I love entertainment, I love traveling, like I love, you know, entertainment, fashion, like all of these different things. And, you know, the job that I had wasn't really sexy, right? It didn't give me that. So that's kind of how Style and Society was born, right? So like style represents more than fashion, it represents lifestyle. Right. And the society part is how we all connect with one another. Mm-hmm. And so because my job wasn't fulfilling it, that part, you know, I just, you know, really just created a platform to really, you know, fulfill those things for me. But I think, for me, it was never about money. Like I always said, like, even if I never made a dollar from Style and Society, like I would still do it because I love doing it, you know. And some people say, you know, if you love what you're doing, you never work a day in your life. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get joy out of, you know, working, you know, with the brand or discovering a brand new brand, you know, that I'm passionate about and being able to share that with others, or, being introduced to a charity and being able to, you know, work with that charity in order to help spread, you know, the word about their cause, or, you know, having like a team of interns in college and really helping to shape their career. I mean, for me, like that was always more impactful in terms of like the goals that I wanted to achieve versus financial. But I think if you're hitting a brick wall, I think it's how do you continue to grow and be innovative, right? So if something's not working, you know, look at your business model and look at what you're doing and see how you can change it or how you can make it better. I know with Style and Society, you know, I'm always looking at, okay, like how can I take things to the next level? Mm-hmm. You know, how can I grow? And that is where, like I mentioned, a Style and Society group that recently launched, a consulting agency, right? Mm-hmm. Another way to help monetize my business, right? So it's like, okay, that was my like next step, you know, is starting a consulting agency where I'm able to take on even more clients and help, you know, those brands, you know, succeed through added value.
Good deal. Good deal.
Well, that's amazing, Kenyon. Already responded to, you know, what's next for the Kenya Claiborne evolution. And there you have it, consulting. Absolutely. And helping other clients and brands to grow. So that is amazing. So if anybody wants to interact with you, Kenya, your services, and definitely want to keep up with everything Kenya Claiborne on Style and Society, how can they interact and follow you?
Absolutely. So you can follow me on Instagram, either at Kenya Claiborne, Style and Society on Instagram. You can also reach me at www.styleandsociety.com. Or if you're interested in consulting services, it's styleandsocietygroup.com. And regarding any type of like influencer campaign, KenyaClaiborne.com, KinyaClaiborne. So anyway, Instagram, you know, directly, my contact information is actually right on my website. You know, I'm always happy to you know, talk to brands.
That is so wonderful.
Amazing. Give it up for Kenya Claiborne. Yes, wow. Boss Babe. Believe it. Thank you so much for joining us, Kenya.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow.
Yeah.
How about
that? So you, when you are thinking about your brand, your business, how to evolve. You got to take a look at who you are. And I'm glad you asked the question about how much you expose, because it is what it is. I don't know that you can be a brand in such a transparent society and not, of course, you can be discreet and decide what you want to disclose or not. However, I think you have to walk the walk and talk the talk. The consumer, people are wise today.
That's good.
I mean, we make our own playlists. Mm-hmm. We making our own movies on the iPhone and winning awards. So, I mean, I don't know that being a brand that's on the forefront is for you if you're not prepared to do that.
Wow.
That's just my opinion.
Okay.
As a consultant myself, okay. I mean, I don't know. Do you get a spokesperson? Probably. Ha ha. And there you are.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of people do that. So many brands do. There's a reason why you have, you know, models do a good job at it. Right. Or a person, you know, whether it's a media person or somebody who doesn't mind networking, being out in the streets and being on red carpets, maybe that guy or girl is your spokesperson for your brand. That way you sit home and collect the funds and be the wizard of the greatness. But there you have it. And your brand is moving all day, every day.
Yeah.
And you chilling, and you can still go to Whole Foods and Target and be cool.
How about that?
I'm just telling you. Yeah.
A spokesperson. I never even thought about that, but you're mm-hmm. absolutely right.
Yep. Okay. So you got to think about what you're doing all the way.
Right.
All the way.
Yep. I do want to ask you one last question, because you in this space, you're, mm-hmm. you know, I tell you this every day, you're a beast in this space. How important is your mission statement when you are launching or mm-hmm. when you're becoming who you were meant to be? How important is that?
I mean, I think it's everything. It is everything. Dr. Tanji, when I think about, you know, who you are and what the Dr. Tanji Show represents, we took our time. I really honestly looked at the people you have mentored, worked with, elevated, people you grew up with, and there was a consistent thread of, she makes everything okay. She makes me feel good. She inspires me. So it wasn't super difficult to create the mission statements, you know, to help you from where you are to where you want to be. I mean, that's who you are, who you've been, and what you'll continue to do will, and in your evolution of everything you're doing, from radio, pre-production and content and telling PR and media, that is so much of who she is right now.
Okay.
And so, again, a lot of times we think, and that was a very good question. Okay. Well, don't discredit what you've been through and think, oh, just because I was working this 9-to-5, there were skills that you got in that school. And you may be got your degree in something else and a totally different lane. Right. There are things that happen, even if it doesn't have anything to do with particular courses. There were things that happen in the dorm, in the apartment, that you will apply to what you need to do. Yeah. Don't sleep on any of your experiences. You take that with you and take it into what you're doing.
Okay. That's really, really good information.
Absolutely.
Especially for those who are getting ready to launch or in that planning stage or getting ready to do the presentation or what have you. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And then don't overthink too. You know, a lot of people think, well, I haven't done this and I'm not a designer, or I haven't done, you know, makeup that long or whatever it is, stocks. Just get started. Can you say, just get started, just do the research. And I will tell you, YouTube will be your best friend. There's a tutorial on everything on the planet.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you,
that's
pull it up.
I learned.
Pull it up. No, because I always ask somebody, I'm talking about the people who are the best at what they do.
Yeah.
I said, did you go to school? They're like, YouTube.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay. And I'm starting to hear that more than anything.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's all about how you master that and make it your own and take it to another level.
Okay.
What?
Thank you.
What? We were at an event just this weekend, and you hear people say, somebody's, what did they say? You are a life influencer, or you're a planner of, a life coach. That's what it was.
Yeah.
And not one PhD, not a master's, but because I have done this for 15, 20 years, help people. Absolutely. Absolutely. But therein lies your education. Okay. And like I said, okay, I tell my mentees, whether they're in elementary, middle or high school, collegiate level, mm-hmm, I mean, you really can get everything you need. I mean, the research is here, mm-hmm, online. A lot of people didn't have that coming up. So I'm like, yes, take advantage, right, of that. Give yourself an hour, a couple hours, and do what you love. And like Kenya saying, we all know when you are crazy about something, mm-hmm, it gets you motivated.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, yeah. And influence and money, everything else will come.
It
for
will.
Sure.
Absolutely.
For sure.
So I guess the takeaway is don't worry so much about the money.
Right.
Concentrate on what you're giving out.
Yep, what okay. you're giving out and, okay. and the what amount you're that you're taking in, the research for your company, what is going to make you stand out? If I'm going to you, whether it's for advice, mm-hmm, clothes, cars, mm-hmm, stock advice, or even to consult to make my business better, what is it that you're doing that validates you on that platform? There you go.
That makes sense.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yep.
That's why she is so good at what she does. I'm telling you, if you contact this woman, just get ready for birth. don't bring her a tabula rosa.
Get impregnated and give birth. That's what we do at Ready, Set, Impact. You know, and the Dr. Tanji
so
Show.
True.
And then how does that make you feel knowing, like I said, when you look at your timeline and it's such, I mean, you would think you have been doing, I mean, just say if I scrolled up and found you, you couldn't tell me just viewing your timeline and that you have been doing media for years.
Wow.
For years.
Wow.
But again, you know, how does that make you feel knowing that what you've done through the highs, lows in different markets, you've been in meeting different levels of people has prepared you for now. How does that make you feel? And how do you apply that to when you are inspiring? What do you do?
I'm glad you asked that question because it makes you humble. It makes me humble. It makes me serve one in a spirit of gratitude and consciously thankfulness. I'm so grateful for everything, even the ones that said, oh, you're not going to do it. I'm like, oh, I'm so grateful because I'm going to use that, you know.
But how do you decide what to use?
Oh,
I'm just asking because
I'm
I mean,
glad you asked.
I got to keep asking because, I mean, you're lovely. And you, but I'm asking for that person sitting there. I want to start a business. Oh, I'm starting, but I'm struggling. I don't have the finances to launch the way I want to. What in the world motivated you to start when you did with what?
The nonsense, right? The Bible. Okay. Everything, those 66 books, if it's a promise, it's mine. And I listen to what he says about me. If he says that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, if he says that I'm the head and not the tail, then that's what I believe. And then, of course, I incorporate, of course, Dr. Miles Monroe, and his books are that teaching, those principles, I'm able to apply those to my life. Now, when I go to Jehovah, God, or whatever you call him, I don't go begging. Even when I'm down to my last and I don't know, oh God, it's thank you. Because your promise, you made some promises. One, you'll never leave me nor forsake me. So I believe it. And then I have to ask self, how bad you made it? The money, and you chose to do this because of that self-gratification. Now, he's going to grace you to get through it.
Right.
But you got to go through it. So now what am I going to do? I repent and I change my mind that, you know what? I'm not going to do this anymore. Mm. And then I tell myself, you too cute for that.
And
stop
then
that.
How do you decide what to share every week?
Oh, I look at life as just a series of tests on this assignment, right? Mm. And if I'm going through it, someone else is going through it. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to make it about me. You see? Even if it's just one person. That's why I don't get caught up on the numbers. I'm grateful. Please hear me. I am so grateful for the support and people logging on and saying all those wonderful things. And I'm grateful for that. But I can't get caught up in that, because at the end of the day, and that day I'm talking about at the end of this life, she baptized folk, She prayed with people. She fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. But did you do what I assigned you to do? No, I was so busy getting the accolades from everybody else.
Right.
Mm-mm, no. So every day I check myself.
And that's why I'm glad when you do your series on knowing your purpose and even taking time to figure out what that is. And sometimes it's not, you know, just right in front of your face.
Not.
And sometimes it takes years.
It does.
You know, and it's okay.
Oh, my God, does it take years. But your purpose, Jeannie, listeners, supporters, you will never find your purpose outside of you. Mm. You're born with it. So be quiet. Just shh, be quiet. And get to know you. Seriously. Get to know you. Because I've done some things and I'm like, oh my God, I didn't think I could ever do that. Mm-hmm. And it's embarrassing. And then I commit. I can't do that anymore because I didn't like the way it made me feel. And I know my daddy's not proud of me. Mr. Brown said something. You remember Les Brown's?
Les Brown. Oh, yeah.
He said, at the end of every time his dad would allow him to speak, he would ask that question, did I make you proud, Daddy? Every night before I go to bed, that's my question. Did I make you proud, Daddy? That's what matters. That's really what matters. So at the end of this life, I can stand flat-footed and say, yeah, yeah, it was so rough when I declared independence outside of you. But as long as I'm in your presence, he just guides.
Right.
And it doesn't make sense, Jeannie. Some of the things that we're about to undertake, I say we, it just does not make sense. But God will never order what he won't pay for.
That is true.
And when you believe that, man, go on and do your life.
Don't even talk
about it. Just be about it.
Yep.
You know? And be careful when you're telling people that I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and just do it. Just do it. That was my lesson yesterday. This gentleman in red. He says to me, I need an updated bio. I'm thinking, oh dear God. You know, can't you just do that, you know? He says, no, Miss Tanji, you do it. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, I can do this. Someone else had written my bio years ago. So that's what I was going off.
Right.
And it was real pretty, but it didn't tell folk who I am. I'm flawed. I make mistakes. You know, I cry, and sometimes I don't even want to get up off the floor when I'm crying, but I got to.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've got two little grand boys, Caden and Kendrick, that they think Nana can walk on water, and there are times when Nana thinks she can, too. So I do it for them, and I do it for those that are with me, and I do it for me. Yeah.
And that's really, really good.
That's real.
Because a lot of times people don't even see that far. So that is so important. Now, is there anything that you won't disclose?
That's a really good question. I've got some things that are coming down the pike now I can't disclose. Because you wouldn't believe me if I told you. I don't think there is. Because if someone says to me, I can't do it because I'm on the verge of homelessness, I can tell them, well, I was there for 89 days with a degree. If someone says, well, I can't do it because I don't have a car, my car was repossessed, I'm like, oh my God, I had 5 repos.
Like, so let me walk you through
it. I'm not boasting or bragging in that, but I'm letting you know, you can't give me an excuse. You just cannot. Because Stacey, my husband, says, honey, excuses are for the weak, and you're not weak because you say you're strong even when I'm weak. So I'm not relying on my own strength. So, yes, there are a couple of things I won't disclose. I'll just let you see it.
Okay. You say just do the work.
Yeah.
Do the work. Don't talk about it.
Keep your head down and have your blinders on and your frontlets, like with the horses. Mm. And when you're riding a horse, you have those blinders on the frontlets.
Yep.
just keep your head
down.
And
that's
and
a great analogy too.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot of times we get caught up because we're in this social media society that you have to find something to post, but it may not even be what you're doing for the day. You stress out so much about what to do. But I, you know, always tell people, no, if, even if you just drinking tea, you know, people want to know that. What flavor is it? And do you prefer this one over that one? You'd be surprised. People are like, I ain't even know anything about that brand, or I like that too. She likes that. So I'm not in this by myself.
I know, right?
I'm not as weird as I think I am. Those things become to matter because we do live in a transparent society.
Yes.
Some good and some not so much, but I think it's more good because we are living in times where mental health has become an issue, and it's things like people just asking, how are you? And little things like, what do you like? Oh, I thought about you. Those are the things that save lives.
Man,
now
you better
just those two or three words.
I make it a point, and you know, sometimes my sons get on to me, that one son, and I won't call his name. I go up to an officer and I'll say, thank you so very much for serving. And every time, I kid you not, I do that, because if someone's breaking in my home, I'm not going to call Jeannie and say, Jeannie, somebody's breaking in. I'm calling 911. You see? So that the response from New York to Serbia to Atlanta to here is the same.
Right.
Wow. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for taking
the
time.
Hear that.
Come on, man. Can you imagine putting a badge on and a gun in your holster, and you're in this patrol car, and you don't know if you're going to make it back for your little boy's t-ball
on a daily basis?
I get it. There are a few bad apples, and we pray for them. We do. But at the end of the day, a smile goes a long way.
Absolutely.
Oh, my
absolutely.
God.
So I think that's too why your platform is so necessary and so needed. And don't worry, she's coming on a daily basis. Okay, I gotta eat everything I'm saying. And so with, you know, like I said, I'm so grateful that you have this platform for everybody who listens around the country, in here in Los Angeles, and then, you know, Talk to Tanji, which is more intimate, interactive, where people can and are able to communicate with you one-on-one and create this forum of real talk and response. You know, at the end of the day, that's what we all need, no matter where you are in life.
Absolutely.
And I'm glad you brought up officers. I mean, I couldn't believe I was talking to an officer on the phone. I'm calling him for assistance, but I think because I smiled and laughed and listened to him, he ended up doing more talking.
See?
And it almost felt like, I was like, this is a reverse. He enjoyed just talking to me. He just started having conversations. I was like, officer, did you forget what I need you for?
But I just
was quiet. But it was that same exact thing that you mentioned. Yeah. Just somebody appreciating me and not fussing at me, not challenging me. And so not only did he give me more than I was asking for, he was like, well, you know what? Not only am I available tomorrow, but any day next week you want to come, we're going to sit there and do this. And I was like, wow. I was like, okay.
Yeah. But to listen. If that is your objective every day, to just listen, man, we can learn a lot in that, you know? I posted the other day by myself, well, with his help, and I'm so proud, right? It wasn't so much of that big person that's on that picture.
Yeah, because I didn't believe that was you.
Oh,
I said, no, you did not cut and paste a head on that body.
No, that was me, honey. That was me.
So describe for anybody who hasn't gone to at Dr. Tanji show. You can look now on Facebook IG.
Yeah.
It's a split picture of you, 2017, just 2 years ago.
Yeah.
How much more did you weigh?
I was 189.
If somebody show me that, if it was not on your page, I'd be like, who it is? Is that a guest coming on Dr. Tanji's show? And then now to look at the difference, but talk about why you posted that where you were just 2 years ago and now.
I'm glad you asked that question. And then I posted it not to boast and brag on, hey, look at where I am now.
Oh, weight loss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I posted it because I was about to die. I was smiling every Sunday. I'd go down the aisle and it was hallelujah. Everything's fine. All is well. But when I got in my car, I'm thinking, man, is this the day that, you know, I'm going to check out of here? Mm. I was miserable. I knew my prayers would be answered. Here's the thing. I knew my prayers would be answered for other people, but I didn't think I was worthy of my prayers being answered. That sounds crazy. It sounds ludicrous. And I said, I'm done. I it was like after my third 40-day fast, I said, enough is enough. I can't do this anymore. There are too many expectations and they're unrealistic. And I found myself just eating and eating. And I was eating flour. You know, that's a condition. It's a mental condition. When you eat flour.
You mean like flour that we use in baking?
F-L-O-U-R. I'd take handfuls of flour and I just shove it in my mouth.
Why?
Because at that moment.
Was that a fix for you?
I mean, it was a fix. It gave me comfort.
Gotcha. It's like comfort food, absolutely. Any the type of addiction
absolutely.
Or thing that gets you off.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And today, I'm like, wow. So I did a little soliloquy to myself. I said, I've been waiting on you, and I'm so glad you came. Thank you so much for coming. And she said, I was waiting on you to believe that I could come. Mm. So I'm not in competition with absolutely anyone but myself. There are times when I'm going on and I'm like, oh my God, I just flubbed so bad. And then someone will DM me or call and say, oh my God, thank you so much. I was taking notes. I'm like, but I'm crying. What are you talking about? So that picture was for absolutely anybody. It was for you and for you. No matter where you are, get busy loving yourself. Get busy believing that you deserve. You deserve to be here. If nothing more than just lower your blood pressure. just do it. I think there was someone, I know it was, and I can't remember the lady's name, and please forgive me if you're listening. But she said, do you mind if I ask you how you did it? And when I was giving her those steps, I'm looking at the steps and I'm like, oh my God, that's a made up mind. Jeannie, when you've got a made-up mind, you're unstoppable.
So true.
But you got to make your mind up. Don't be double-minded. You know, one day you're going to lose some weight, and the next day, I'll just eat this slice of cake and this pizza, and I'll just lay down and watch TV, and I'll do it tomorrow. Today is tomorrow. Today is tomorrow. Get busy.
Got to want us that mindset. So absolutely. You know, thank you for sharing. Oh. And again, please stay interactive at Dr. Tanji Show, Instagram, Facebook, and every Monday, Talk to Tanji has become my favorite go-to.
Oh my God.
That's my favorite go-to. That's my little hub. I'm like, that's the best 9-10 minutes on the planet. So yeah.
I am here for you. I cannot stress that enough. Let's just see how. Let's just see what's on the other side. How about that? And let's hold one another accountable for that.
Done.
All right.
Have fun with you.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. And until next time, I love you. Have a wonderful day. Bye.
You're listening to the Dr. Tanji Show with Dr. Tanji Scott.